Future Max Doom Show Friday, the 9th of August 2019. And that first noise, that racket you heard was fans of the Palermo football team. I think it's FC Palermo. the other night. They were very vexed about something. And I was there visiting their fair city with the wife. This was taking place on one of the main drags. I think they've got some kind of to do. The club might be going bust or something. I didn't bother looking it up because I was on my way for a drink because I'm such a lad. And this was outside the Teatro Massimo, which is... I'll speak like that for you, my fans, but I don't make any attempt for those dirty foreigners staying over there driving their buses. Which, if you've seen The Godfather 3, it's the scene of the opera at the end where the girl gets killed. If you've not seen it, you don't need to bother now. Anyway, more on Palermo later. Oh, that's a smooth link. I'll use that again. But a bit of housekeeping. If you've got one of those cases with wheels on, use of the wheels is not a right. You don't have to fucking use them. Maybe pick the fucking thing up and you won't be going through your fellow passengers like they are Skittles. Fuck, the amount of times I'm getting whacked on the ankles by these fucking idiots. And the same with people waving their umbrellas. Alexander Wensleydale on that Twitter says, he's very good, he's well worth a follow. They should be licensed umbrellas. They're carrying multiple spiked weapons at eye height. And the other thing is, if you've got a computer passport like me, you know, the chip, you put the thing in and you look at the thing and then you go through. You should get 3 goes at it or they put you back on the plane you came in on. I don't care where you're from. You may well be British. Bollocks to it. If you can't fucking work that out, they tell you how to do it. It's got a big, massive graphic. Fella putting the passport in upside down. Even I've cracked that. So there you go. Palermo itself is a humdinger of a place. And other than the to-do with the supporters. It's great. I recorded some stuff from there. And I don't know, when I record the stuff on the phone, it picks up an awful lot of extraneous squelchy noises, but don't get excited. It's nothing like that. And it was sound, except we did have a power cut when I was in the shower. It came back on quite quickly, but I spoke to the woman who run the gaff we were staying and she says it does happen occasionally. So I had to change my shower order, which has been for decades now. Hair, left armpit, and you know, and so on. Anyway, so basically I had to change it. So I had to think, what's going to be the worst to leave soaked up? And in reverse order, it's probably the backside. So that was moved to the top of rotation. And also, rather than going for the armpits, I went to rinse in Thunderdome, which is where I keep Little Max and the twin orbs of doom. So moving on to yesterday's football transfer bollocks, so very, very briefly, because everyone's yakking on about it. Obviously, the Zaha thing didn't work out, but I'll be at the match on a Saturday, so maybe we can give the player a little lift if we get one half singing "We want you" and then the other half going "Zaha," and then, well, you get the idea. Maybe that'll give him the lift he needs while he's picking up his 70 grand a week and feeling sad. Now maybe it's a good thing that Zaha didn't sign. This is certainly what our correspondent thinks.
I think he's going to perform very well because it's a quick turnaround from playing in London and playing for a football team in London to have to relocate to Liverpool and then come back down to London and play against his old club. I think it'd be very confusing for him and he probably won't have eaten very well and they'd be travelling around a lot, so he might not even have any clean pants.
Other stuff, just the reading... discussions on the transfer people, Everton Brands and the other one, the manager, what's his name? Is it Silver? I'm going with Silver. And you read quite a lot of people saying, I trust these two. I have everything. Like, Brands is some kind of fucking alchemist. Well, if he is, he appears to have put a lot of faith in getting Zouma back, even though Chelsea appear to have said very early on that this wouldn't be happening. And then they seem to have been caught out by this. And as a consequence of that, they don't, to my knowledge, have another centre-half. And isn't this Mina going to get a possibility of a fine for, I don't know, did he do an advert with strippers or something? I don't know, I didn't read. I just read that he might get a fine or a ban, rather. And then, of course, there's Michael Keane, who most improved player. But, you know, wow, there's a lot of room for such an improvement. And this sort of slavish devotion to these people, you know, if you're going to be successful, then really you should be measuring yourself by the worst you've done. And in this case, they've landed themselves without an extra better centre-half. They've got the young lad Holgate, who doesn't seem up to it. Maybe he'll improve, but there's not been no real sign of it. And the other one, this Zaha one, I don't know what's going on there, but we can assume he was the first choice, or at least he was the first choice for the last 2 weeks of the window. And it didn't happen, and they've ended up with this other lad. I don't know who he is. Hopefully he'll do the business. The other ones, again, they all seem to. Somebody put on Twitter, rate the transfer window out of 10, and it listed the 7 fellas. There's only 2 of them I've ever seen play. Now, that probably says more about me than anything else. But, hopefully it'll be. But we've had this before when Everton have won the transfer window. And I remember years ago, I think it was Alex Ferguson said that Newcastle United were, for them, the players were the trophies. I think they got Andy Cole or someone. And that's the real measure of success. There is no other measure is winning bloody trophies. And, you know, hopefully that they will, that this lot will do the business. But, you know, we're nudging on to it. It'll be 25 years this, worst, the earliest rather, that Everton haven't won anything in 25 years. It's completely unacceptable. I know they've been shit in that time, but there's a lot of shit teams have won some stuff in that time. So I think, wow, 7 minutes. Anyway, so there you go. In short, Brands, drop a trophy, then we'll talk. The other fella, I don't know what the other fella, Marco Silva, has done for anyone to be saying, oh, I trust him. You know, frankly, he hasn't done anything. He's not achieved anything. I'm not writing him off. I am. But, you know, these fellas, it's this idea that, oh, yeah, maybe if you don't 1,000%, God, that's stupid. I'm not deleting it. If you don't totally back them, you're totally against them. It's ludicrous. There has to be some room for discussion. I suppose it is just the social media and internet way. But I lost my train of thought, so I've done most of this shit. So here you go. Here is a little whistle-stop tour of Palermo in Sicily, which is well known for a number of things, mainly the mafia, but the place itself is absolutely belting out. I mentioned this a few times, but beautifully run down. The theatre, Teatro Massimo, there you go again, yeah, for you, not for them, is apparently it's got perfect pitch because of the design of it, and it looks like it's falling to pieces, but it's all the more magic for that. And there's crap everywhere on it. It's an absolute, the city centre is an absolute pit, but great stuff, great food, good booze, nice people. Thoroughly recommended. I think I'll go again when it's a bit cooler. Okay, so here's what happened in Palermo. First evening in Palermo. The wife's next to the bog. But this bit, It's like the street food bit, one of the bits. So we were a bit a lot. And it reminds me of the bit on, what's that word again? That's five times I've said bit six. On the what do you call that film? Total Recall. You know, the bit where, again, seven, where they have the bit with the three tits is what I'm getting at. Where that bit was. There's people, scruffs, absolutely, and I consider myself in the union there, absolutely crashing around drunk. It's just gone 11 o'clock in the evening. That's 10 p.m. to us Brits. And I don't know. There's a lot. I think I got no problem with homeless people per se. It's just when they drag animals into it, I'm not so keen. These dogs were with this fella who just looked like he aspired to tramp status. Is what I was just struggling to say there. Anyway, we're going to hot foot it and go somewhere else in a bit, but this is... the barbecue seafood we had was spectacular. And it was two bottles of Moretti for a euro each, I think. So there's your offset. Are you prepared to make that thing? Anyway, long story short, I'll probably be here tomorrow night. And this is how we get up to the top, because we don't use the lift, because it sounds like a death trap.
Come on. Come on. Fucking hell. Oh, man. How many floors is this? You save yourself, I'm done for. Come on, big guy. My left arm's numb.
Down at the beach in Palermo, I can't remember the name of the beach, it's off my head. But you get there via a 30-minute cattle car bus ride with a fella's elbow in your ribs. It is absolutely fucking sweltering. The wife's gone for a swim, like some kind of big shot, and I am cowering under my sun lounger, just praying for snow. You have to pay. They have private beaches, which is basically the whole beach, and then you've got like a little strip at the front, which has got no sunbeds and no umbrella, and is the normal bit of beach, which is, you know, you might as well just set me on fire as put me in there. There's absolutely no chance I'd ever go and nap it. So you got to pay €25 for two lounger things and an umbrella. I'm happy to do so. That €25 compares to... we got two sandwiches and two drinks for €8 before. And the bus down here cost €2.80. And I left my socks on with my sandal things, my slip-on, what do you call them, slip-on sandals. Because, well, the reasons for this is twofold. One, I've got a blister on the inside of my foot. And I didn't want to aggravate it. But also, I can't be arsed putting suntan lotion on my bloody feet. Back home, there seems to be quite a lot of kids wearing... Like the younger lads who play football with us, they wear these what they call slip-on sandal things, shower sandals, with sort of sports socks up to the shin.
you know, so it's no longer the preserve of sort of German holiday makers. But it seems to be in Palermo. There's only me doing it, and I don't think anyone's mistaken me for some kind of trendsetter. So one thing I read about the Sicilian people in general is in the home, the mother is the, I don't know what they call it, the social compass and all that stuff, the matriarch of the house, but generally the men treat them appallingly. And obviously as a arch feminist, the wife thinks this is terrible, but frankly I can see an upside. Bit of peace and quiet, you don't get your stuff moved, you know. I leave, say, for sake of argument, my razor on the side. It's still there when I go back into the bathroom and need it. It's definitely, if nothing else, the stuff, things being where I left them, I can see that as an upside if your wife or your partner or whomever cowers when you enter the room. Just a quick final note on Palermo, and I've just had to go to the bog at the airport. This is not my preferred course of action, but it was backed into a corner somewhat. Wow, the first two, apart from the smell, it smelled like the bogs at the match. There's no panel on the switches to flush. There's a long flush and a sure flush. So I went into one, found that was the issue. Went into the other one, there was no seat on it, and the door, the flap at the top kept coming down, so I didn't fancy that either. So I went into the third one, like some kind of awful nursery rhyme, and this was a combination of the two, where the button didn't work, and the seat lid, the toilet lid, was on my back. And also, I'm wearing shorts, I'm wearing elasticated shorts. So I'm not having them touch the floor, so I had to take them off. I had to take my shoes off, my trainers off first. So take my right one off, stand on my right shoe, take my left one off, and then standing on one foot on the shoe itself, I had to then de-short and hang that up on the shorts up on the hook, which, and then I was just trusting and praying that the hook would stay in place. It did. Anyway, what ensued was the grimmest 5 minutes I can recall for some time. I'm sat in there. I won't bore you with the details, but there's only three of them, as we've established. At least two of them are going to cause problems to the would-be user. And while I'm sat there, all I can see is people prowling around outside. Anyway, I emerged flushed, exhausted, spent, if you will, to no applause.
Okay, and there you have it, like that. He's gone. That's your Max Doom Show for bollocks. Again. And there you have it, like that. He's gone. That's your Max Doom Show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, well, it was free, so, it's edged you a bit closer to your dinner or whatever the hell nonsense you're getting up to after work. Thanks for listening. It's Max_Doom_Show on Twitter, and it's MaxDoomShow@gmail.com. You could be the first emailer. Thanks for listening, Tom.